Welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. So let's go ahead and do today's collective reading. What does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? The cards kind of don't want to shuffle. Yeah, they're having trouble integrating with each other. Interesting. Okay, let's cut the deck. We have the Nine of Cups upright, which to me is a wonderful card. It's a wish card to me, right? So like whatever you're dreaming of, I feel like it's coming true right now. I feel like you're getting to enjoy the simple pleasures in your life. Like you're starting to treat yourself to that sweet treat, to that mini adventure, to this beautiful aesthetic, to some time alone, to some bath times, to kind of indulge in the things that bring you happiness. I feel like is the theme of what you've been going through right now, what you've been enjoying. I feel like that's the self-indulgence, the self-giving pleasure has been a highlight of your days, right? I kind of feel like maybe you've had moments where you can really appreciate this moment, right? Which I feel like is, it doesn't really happen all the time. And when it does, and I feel like it's being stretched out right now, I feel like it's really nice to see and to feel and to be a part of this sense of appreciation. The Ten of Pentacles reversed. So I feel like maybe you've been aware of how much generational trauma you're breaking right now, like maybe some kind of loop, this ongoing thing that's been just a chain, like a long chain. I'm seeing a long chain, and you're able to break yourself free. You're kind of starting to realize, like, you know what? I don't want to be part of this. I don't want to go around and around in this same cycle. Like, let's go ahead and make some new cycles. Like, I feel like you're no longer afraid of just trying something new, right? Because I feel like you've been in this same cycle. And you know it, like you know it so well, and you're just bored of it and you're tired of it because it doesn't feed you, it doesn't make you feel good. And I feel like you've come to realize that, and now you're kind of branching out. You're like, you know what, let's just try something new. Like, what have I got to lose, right? We have the Seven of Pentacles upright. So I feel like you're being wise with your money right now. You're doing a really good job of seeing, okay, what am I investing in? What am I withholding from? What am I going to do with all that I've worked for, right? And I feel like with pentacles, it always has to do with your resources. This could also be just your time, energy, attention, what you're focusing on. I feel like what you're focusing on right now is really being shaped by this new perspective that you're getting. I feel like you're just in this new perspective, this new mode. You're kind of taking yourself up on this spark of curiosity, right? And it's leading you to some wisdom, to some newness in your life, to some more appreciation for what you have and where you've been, right? Like where this long path that you've been on and where you find yourself now. We have the Lovers reverse. So I feel like this could mean a couple things. I feel like for some people right now, breakups are happening, right? You're kind of seeing that who you invested your resources in isn't the one, isn't reciprocating, isn't treating you right. And I feel like now you're starting to realize that, or you're maybe in denial about it, right? You're kind of seeing like, you know what? Yeah, but maybe, right? So I feel like some of you are entering this process where you're starting to realize, and then some of you are at the process where you're like, you know what? Now I know, right? And this could also be about yourself. Maybe you haven't been, no, I don't think it's about yourself. Yeah, not right now. I feel like a very small percentage of you that are listening right now, this has to do with yourself. Like maybe you're withholding this love from yourself. But I feel like even then, it applies mostly in your relationships with people right now, right? I kind of feel like maybe people want to take away your resources and attention, or they like what you have, right? And they want some of it. And so they're trying to manipulate you to do things and to give them. And I feel like you're not getting the energy that you thought you'd be getting back. And that's kind of where you find yourself, this kind of like sad realization, of course, you know, because it's kind of a bummer when something like this happens. But I feel like even through that, you're going to know all the gifts that you have, right? And that you're still worthy of whatever it is that you're looking for. And through every situation, I feel like we can learn something. So maybe focus on what do you learn from this situation, right? And also, in what ways can you congratulate yourself in recognizing yourself and this positioning and this energy that you're not getting and that you would like to get? Like, what are you gaining? What are you learning from this, right? I feel like that would be a really good way to pat yourself on the back and to realize, like, you know what? I didn't lose anything from investing my time and resources. If anything, I gained wisdom. We have the Five of Wands upright. To me, this is about conflict, but I feel like it's almost like a fun type of conflict. You know, when you do like a battle with your friends in some kind of board game or sports or just something like that. I feel like that there's this energy, this fiery energy where you want to prove yourself to yourself. And I feel like you want to maybe reconnect with your creative powers and with your physical prowess, right? So I feel like maybe also because it's summer, this could just be you being more active outside, right? I feel like right now is a good time if you're feeling called to connect with others, to engage with others, to engage in some kind of competition with others that I feel like would be healthy for you. Maybe it's something that you've done in the past that you kind of feel has come up for you recently, and maybe you kind of want to get back out there and try it again, right? So I kind of feel like there's this happy sportiness vibe to you right now, right? Like you kind of want to go play in the world, which makes sense. We have the Two of Swords upright. So I feel like right now you're feeling really balanced in your mental decisions. You're feeling really balanced in how you move forward, and you're actually taking your time with making any decisions, right? I feel like you're not standing for anybody that's rushing you, including yourself, right? I feel like there's a version of yourself that kind of wants to rush you and like this old way of being and living that wants to sneak up on you, but you're being so centered right now. And I feel like you're just being so centered right now. I feel like you are integrating well, and that's why your boundaries have been kind of healthy lately, right? Like for a long time, actually. And that's why lovers can't just come up on you and be sneaky. Chains of trauma can't weigh you down. I feel like right now you're actually just, you've put in the work, and I feel like even though things might feel a bit challenging, or you might have a misstep here, a misstep there, I feel like overall you feel powerful, right? That Two of Swords to me is also about decisions, right? So I feel like maybe there's a decision coming up and you're having a hard time kind of knowing which decision is the best, right? I feel like you've made the list of pros and cons for each option, but you still aren't sure. And then we have the Knight of Cups reversed. So to me, this is about dreams, letters, right? I feel like maybe somebody is going to reach out with a really mean letter. Someone's going to have something bad to say about you. Someone's going to maybe gossip about you. And I don't know. I feel like with this card, it's maybe going to bother you a lot. But you're also going to realize after the heat of the moment, after that, you know, initial kind of fury, that anger that you can have, I feel like it's gonna cool down and you're gonna come back to this Two of Swords energy. I feel like that's just underlying everything right now. I feel like you are in an empowered state right now. Like your mind isn't running all over the place. Yes, emotions can come up, and I feel like that Knight of Cups is actually tied into the Lovers. So I feel like maybe there's some back and forth texting with somebody who you maybe broke it off with, or you're in the process of, or maybe you're trying to ghost them. I mean, do what you think is best, but I feel like just communicating with somebody is better than ghosting them, right? I kind of feel like that's been a habit recently in these past years that I've noticed, that ghosting has become a joke. And if you don't know what ghosting is, it's when you just stop texting somebody back completely, right? And then they just assume that either A, you passed away, or B, you're now done with the relationship. And I feel like maybe if you're the one ghosting, it would be a good idea to just kind of write out something, right? Write out something simple and conclusive and send that off. Because I kind of feel like right now this other person might be harboring some ill feelings about you. They really might be getting just super fired up because they don't have this closure. And yeah, I kind of feel like it has to do with a Lover's card, right? And I feel like maybe you're trying to withdraw, just really coolly, like, disappear back into the wall. But I kind of feel like there is a growth process. I feel like there's something you're going to learn from this ending of a relationship right now. Let's pull a card from the back. And we have the Knight of Wands upright. This to me is about passion, fire, energy, adventure, new lovers, new friends, new this, right? I kind of feel like you've packed your things up, the essentials, and you're on, and you're gonna go, and you're gonna just learn something, right? I feel like this is the ultimate summer card, right? And this is done in July, and I kind of feel like this is the month of peak summer, and I feel like right now there's this energy going on. And what I've gathered lately from just energy readings and my own life, right? I've kind of realized, like, I feel like summer is this time where we go out and we learn and we gather information and we move from here to there to there. And I feel like our spirituality and practices can look different during this time, right? And I kind of sense that maybe there's this part of you that wants to maybe kind of do things the same way that you've always done them, right? In the springtime, in this wintertime. But during the summer, I feel like there is a lot of learning because we are physical beings, right? I kind of feel like right now we're in this physical realm. I feel like summer is very much physical, right? And we're here and we're learning and we're feeling the sun on our skins and we're running and we're diving and we're reaching and we're doing a lot of things right now. And I feel like through that is where spirituality can be found right now, right? So I kind of feel like if you're feeling any sort of discomfort or guilt about, you know what, my habits don't look the same. Well, yeah, I mean, the weather isn't the same. It's all in cycles. Like, this is a part of a year where, like, the heat is literally on, right? So it's normal to be learning and integrating at a different, I feel like, pace or even level or realm. Know that you're always learning, right? And I kind of feel like there's always spaces to incorporate spirituality, even though they might not look the same as you've done before, right? It doesn't mean that you're wrong in any way, right? It just means that right now you're being called to do something else, right? Maybe you're not called to do the same exact thing as you have. That feels uncomfortable. And so I feel like just go along with what feels comfortable for you. This adventurous side of you, this Knight of Wands, knows what it wants, right? And it's gonna go for it. And yeah, I kind of feel like lean into this adventurous side of you, this fiery side, this competitive side, this kind of this. I feel like right now you're at a place where you're really enjoying yourself, right? Like, despite everything that's going on, I feel like you really are finding this pleasure, this overall pleasure in your day to day. And I feel like you've been able to zoom in very closely to your life and to what brings you joy and to how things look and how this light looks through your window and how the plants grow. I kind of feel like you're really able to slow down and take pleasure in the things that you enjoy, right? Which I feel like is enriching your overall life. And that is helping you be centered, helping you be wise with your investments, helping you learn what relationships you want to keep going on and don't. And I feel like it's this fiery side that's leading you to like more adventure, right? To joining something, to leaving something, to breaking something, trying something new. And I feel like you're being wise about it, right? And I feel like you're going to be learning a lot about your relationships and how you want to end them, right? Because that's the thing about summer too, like, summer ends, right? At some point it's going to end, and then fall will set in, and then winter. So I kind of feel like right now maybe there's this learning aspect that's coming up in your life about relationships, right? And what you want from them and what you can learn from them. And I just feel like there's a big lesson for closure. I feel like the way you end and close relationships is gonna encounter a shift. And this shift in how you enter it and how you play with it and how you engage with it and how you do it, right? I feel like it's gonna really help define you. I feel like it's really going to help you, right? Whenever you get better at something in one part of your life, it actually has a ripple effect on the rest of your life, and it helps you in ways that you can't even pinpoint, right? But I feel like there's a lot of growth happening right now. A lot of playful energy, a lot of wanting to go out there, have fun, enjoy yourself. On the back, we have the Knight of Pentacles. So for me, that just feels like it's kind of a pause, right? And I almost want to say it's like a pause in this spirituality, but I mean, that's not true. But I feel like for a lot of people that could be feeling like that right now, like there's this pause in your spirituality, there's this pause, and I feel like in a certain way there is a pause, but it doesn't mean there isn't a pause in growing. I feel like that's the message here. There isn't a pause in growing. The Knight of Pentacles is about resources, right? And I feel like if anything, right now you're learning what you want to fix and what you want to integrate before, you know, like moving forward in any massive big changes. And I feel like you're being wise right now, right? You're being playful. You're being, I feel like, meditative. Like you have a pause about you, like your aura, you, the way you engage with the world. You're not just jumping in, you know, blindfolded. You're jumping into things that feel right, that you've studied, that because you've been connected with yourself and what brings you joy and what you want, I feel like your decisions are just wise right now. Like you're doing a good job in navigating your own life, even though I feel like there is this sense of guilt, right? And I feel like, yeah, I just feel like there's this heavy sense of guilt. Like you kind of feel guilty about something. So maybe kind of look into that. But also at the same time, like just forgive yourself, like you're still learning. So yeah, I'm kind of saying that because I had a hard time shuffling the cards in the beginning, I kind of feel like you're having a hard time integrating yourself right now. I feel like because you've been doing your spiritual practice a certain way for a long time and that's helped you grow, now that you no longer need it in the same way, that itself is changing and transforming, I kind of feel like there's this integration challenge that's happening right now that I feel like a part of you thinks that you can't grow unless you keep the same exact methods. But another part of you is saying, well, I am growing exponentially. I'm growing a lot right now, actually. And I'm not doing the same exact thing. So I kind of feel like there's this integration challenge that's happening right now. But just keep on keeping on. Keep on having your adventures. I feel like keep gathering information. Keep gathering memories. Making events happen. Connect with people. Connect with friends. Connect with family. Whatever you feel called to do right now. I feel like just keep doing that and then realize that your spiritual practice is still going to be here, right? Even if it changes, even if it shifts, like you know what you need, right? So yeah, that's it for today's reading. And I'm going to thank this tarot deck. Thank you. And I'm going to thank you as well for showing up, and I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. when you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.